With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. The Israeli military says it has reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing into Gaza, but a United Nations agency says no aid has yet entered. The key terminal for the entry of humanitarian aid was closed over the weekend after a Hamas rocket attack killed four Israeli soldiers nearby. Also on SRNnews.com, in March, Indonesian officials and local fishermen rescued 75 people from the overturned hull of a boat that was carrying Rohingya refugees when it capsized off Indonesia. The U.S. says the UN says another 67 passengers, including at least 20 children, were killed. The Associated Press has interviewed 8 surviving passengers who provided the first insights into what happened on board and why the boat capsized. Grief, anger, humor, defiance, and fear are some of the emotions Ukrainians are grappling with as they face a third year of war. Opinion researcher Anton Grushetsky says an increasing number of Ukrainians feel that the West is tired of Ukraine and allies aren't sending much-needed weapons. A former top executive at Las Vegas Strip Casinos will face a judge in Los Angeles and possible federal prison time after pleading guilty to violating federal anti-money laundering rules. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points. This is SRN News. Democratic strategists are hoping that young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot, but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of pot, and among voters under 45, it was 76%. Still, it's unclear how important that issue is for younger voters compared with other ones. Minnesota lawmakers are considering far-reaching legislation that would enshrine abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. The Minnesota Equal Rights Amendment would be among the nation's most expansive protections of abortion and special rights for LGBT people. It first must be approved by lawmakers this session and then by voters on the 2026 ballot. This is SRN News. Paris Games organizers are promising a, quote, fantastic celebration to welcome the Olympic torch in the southern city of Marseille. The arrival Wednesday of a majestic ship carrying the flame from Greece is expected to draw a huge crowd around Marseille's old port, which is under high security. The flame was lit in Greece last month before it was officially handed to France. It left Athens aboard a 3-mast ship named Belem and spent 12 days at sea. Marseille's mayor says the city is proud and all efforts were made to ensure security. Olympic swimmer Florin Manadou will be the first carrier of the flame in France. Once again, on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead by 44 points at 38,928. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, is down 10 points. For SRN News, I'm Jeremy House.